Yes, they stop every now and then. It stops now, and there's a coal miner with a jackknife, and he's cutting loose the tape with which the communications cord has been tied to the hauling line. And no longer can they peel the communications cord off and reel it up. There they go. They're pulling it up again. They're breaking the tape, cutting it loose, and accumulating the communications cord in a backlash, is the sportsman's way of describing a tangle, just a tangle of it. And they're sliding it down the rope. The hauling rope is going up through the bundle of communications cord. Now they're fighting to get the communications cord free. And it's coming up steadily, one foot at a time, coming up, 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 up. They're separating those cords. Now they've got them apart. The communications cord is free, and they're coming up steadily, steadily, hand over hand, hand over hand, hand over hand. They're coming up. They're hauling. The men who are pulling are off to the side, and they're pulling down on the rope that goes up. And here he comes. Here he is. Listen to the cheer. He is seized. He is seized by those medical corpsmen. And they've lifted him up out of the hole. He's put down on his feet beside the hole, and they're pressing in on him. The medical corpsmen have him. He's standing up, and he's talking to them, laying in their hands, and they lay him down on the stretcher. He's kicking his feet, and he's wiggling himself into the stretcher. They wrap him up in a blanket. And here comes his friend, and the man that's been talking to him, frequently in Italian, Father Edmund Roman, is preceding him. He's going to make the helicopter ride. Davey requested that he take the ride with him. He wants us to chat with him. Father Roman is going ahead of him. Father Roman's, here he comes. Father Roman's in the medical tent, and now here come the corpsmen with the litter basket with Davey Fellin in it. The second half of the operation has been...